Hey, you've got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is located on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. Hello, my name is Jasper, and if you're just joining us, that's probably a good thing because I was trying to get Chris Hauer started in studio just a few moments ago and had a few technical difficulties, but I think we are up and rolling now. So, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jasper. You still doing good?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I can actually hear us now, and I feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, it feels nice.
Yeah. Chris is in town on tour from Montreal. He has two shows in Vancouver lined up for the next 2 days, which we are going to talk about. But first, Chris is going to play us a little bit of music. Hey, what's this number called?
This one's called Erasure.
Okay, take it away, Chris.
Thank you. Focus it up, but it's impossible to simply try to think the thought back to its place. When you're in a dark room, you need more than a spark to illuminate. But you can sense the form and the shape. No line, can't pull it back up from wherever it sank in the mush of my brain. But I can see its outline rippling. above, bursting out of dendrons, neural cloud spreads out, boundless to random destinations, with spurs and unconnected seen from when you were so young. What was the point of even bringing it
All right, Chris, what'd you call that one?
That one's called Erasure.
You weren't kidding. That was 8 minutes long.
Yeah, it was straight up 8 minutes. Yeah,
that was straight up 8 minutes.
It's a long time.
That's cool though. I love like long form music.
It's a prog song, kind of.
Well, for sure.
Bit, yeah,
it was
three parts.
Highly progressive. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, that was Chris Hauer playing his song Erasure from his new record Hum, which just came out.
That's well, yeah, at the beginning of the month on the 3rd of June.
Yeah, congratulations.
I put it out there. Thank you.
It actually charted this week here at CITR. I believe it's number 17. So you should check it out online. Chris is just tuning up, and I think he's going to give us another tune from this record, which I have listened to a lot over the last few days.
Oh, sweet.
And I quite enjoy.
Awesome. Thanks for saying, Jasper.
And I would love to talk about it in just a little bit. Which tune are you going to do next?
The next one I'm going to do is No Fun, Not Ever.
I love that title.
It's about me.
It's about you?
Yep.
All right. Well, Chris, take it away. This is No Fun, Not Ever.
Found something now that sets my musing straight. Lifts up the veil and takes the gray away. Dancing around and not saying a thing. Caught up in the moment when things start turning strange. This pattern of patterns is becoming ingrained. Watch new surroundings in familiar space. Don't realize until it's too late. This rhythm of rhythms is becoming ingrained. But this is hardly a thing that I am known for. Yeah, this is hardly a thing for which I am known.
Oh, Chris, I love that harmonic stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's just the live version of it when I have to do it by myself.
It's I know what you mean. As I'm listening to this music, I can't help but think that like it would be really fun to play with a band, especially when it's progressive, you know, and there's all these rhythm changes and feel changes. But yeah, I sympathize with having to do it by yourself.
Oh, but I got a couple of full band shows coming up in Vancouver.
That's great. I assume.
Great segue.
That is a great segue. You're playing the 26th at Avant Garden.
And yeah, tonight, yeah.
Is that today?
That's tonight, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
groovy.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow at Redgate.
Yeah, exactly. Tonight's with Daniel Geddes.
Great.
And tomorrow's with Co-op and Tough Customer.
Very cool.
Should be great. Looking forward to it.
For these shows, so is Laps backing you up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Laps, this is the solo version of these songs that I've done some sets with on this tour, but then Laps also plays live with me.
Yeah, great.
And I play bass for that band as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what do you think? You want to give us another song, or do you want to maybe throw to something from your album? Or
Let's put on something from the album. Let's do that.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Let's put on Anisotropic.
This is my favorite tune.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it reminds me of Come On, Feel the Illinois.
Oh
like
yeah, that's Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan,
album.
Yeah.
I listen to that a lot when
it's one of my favorites. All right, well this is my favorite song from Chris Howard's new record, Hum, called Anisotropic.
Nice.
love that song. That was Anisotropic by Chris Hauer. I was just telling him while we were listening to it that it puts me in a really nice sort of dazed, happy state.
Beautiful.
And Chris is going to do one more for us. He called it the karaoke song, but that's not the title of the song, is it?
No, it's the song is called Horticulture. The version that I play solo is a lot of electronics on the recorded version. So I just kind of kept a lot of that in there, and I'm just going to sing over top of it, except for the end part.
Okay, yeah. Take it away.
Okay. So, you've had some time to think about. If you have no sense of purpose, it's something you can live without. Another endless source of doubt. And horticulture is my favorite word. How your time is formed, a figure eight. You can call it something serious, call it a will to make. Days, throw it away, the empty way. And horticulture is a loaded word. Now, let your thoughts sit up above. They hold the higher purpose. You still don't know what you're thinking of. We'll take a chance, you had enough. Horticulture is my favorite word. If you know something I don't, I'm gonna implode.
You know what just occurred to me while you were playing that song?
What's that?
Is that it would be awesome if there was a karaoke bar out there that also had like a guitar set up so that you could do all the guitar solos while you do.
Oh god.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that would be like my favorite bar.
It would be so great. Or they could have a keyboard set up, they could have a guitar set up, whatever, a flute.
Yeah, whatever you want to solo on for that song.
A saxophone.
Ooh.
You know, because there's always some of your favorite karaoke tunes always have these long instrumental breaks, and then you kind of have to stand there, and it's awkward.
Yeah, it would be nice to jam over top of everything.
Yeah. That was really cool, Chris. We are going to play a few ads, and then we're going to come right back with Chris Hauer here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Emerging from the buzzing Vancouver all-ages scene as teenagers playing in front of sold-out audiences, Winona Forever packs punchy rhythms with fun melodies.
Dancing all alone, I'm in my room, spinning under
them. Currently residing in Montreal, the group is returning to their hometown for the release party for their new LP, Feel Good. Catch them June 29th at the Russian Hall with Young Heezy, Haley Blay, and TC Superstar. Tickets are only $15 for this all-ages show and available at showpass.com, Red Cat, Neptune, and Zulu Records. Identity Fest is an all-ages, LGBTQ safe space music festival on July 6th. Doors at noon and first band plays at 1 p.m. Come show us your identity and celebrate Vancouver Pride with us.
Hey, we are back at CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Jasper. I'm here with Chris Hauer. He just performed a bunch of tunes for us from his new record, Hum. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. For those of you who are just joining us, Chris is in town from Montreal. He's on the road with his friends in Laps, who are coming up on the next hour. How's tour been so far?
It's been good. I think at this point. So we came out from Montreal, all the way from Montreal, and we spent some time at Sled Island in the last week, which was really fun. My parents live there. I got to see the family dog. It was
That's
great.
Nice. Eat some home-cooked meals.
Yeah, home-cooked meals.
Yeah.
The shows have been really great as well.
Cool.
Edmonton was really fun. The Sewing Machine Factory is a great venue.
Where's that?
It's like at the end of White Ave.
Yeah.
One of the ends there.
Cool.
It's right across the street from Humpty's.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can go and get breakfast, and then you can go play your set, and then go and get breakfast again.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I haven't been to Sled in years.
It's a nice time.
It is a good one, hey?
Yeah. Like, I grew up in Calgary, so I've been going there since I was in high school, pretty much. Yeah.
So you grew up in Calgary, and you're currently living in Montreal.
Yeah, I've lived in Montreal for, like, the last 8 years of my life.
Cool.
Yeah.
What brought you there?
School initially. So I did a degree, and then I finished the degree, and now I'm just working and playing music as much as I can. Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah.
Tell me about, like, because I, you know, I've listened to your music a lot, but I don't really know much about you, like, as a person. So tell me, like, how did you start music?
Let's see here.
I know it's like a big question. But, like.
I don't know. I just really liked. I don't know. I got my first album when I was like 9 or 10 years old.
What was it?
It was the first Backstreet Boys album.
Great.
And I loved it.
Sure.
And I sang it in my room. I had a boombox that my parents bought me. So I just like bought all these pop albums and would sing them really loudly. Make a complete fool of myself.
Well, that's kind of appropriate too, because you're like a real baritone. And they, the one thing that they lacked, I think, was like a good baritone.
That's what I always thought too.
Yeah. So yeah. You had, there was like real estate available for your voice.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to tell my parents, but they're like, Chris, no, you can't do that.
Right. Okay.
And then I just started playing guitar when I was like 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
Just took
cool.
lessons and started and
that's
music
it.
And stuff. And the rest is history. Yeah.
Okay, great. So tell me about this record, Hum. I want to know about it. Did you make it yourself? Like,
yeah. So the way that I've been working in this project, I used to make music under the name Margaret.
Yep.
And I changed it over this album to my own name, Chris Hauer. But the way I've always worked with this project is it's kind of like a spot that I can use to learn about recording and production and mixing and everything just by doing it myself and working on my own songs and seeing things like a little idea from its very infancy to the very end. On this album, I had some friends help play some things, like Scott, who plays drums in Laps, plays drums on a song there. A couple other friends, Raff Wilcott, who's a great guitarist, who plays guitar on an album or on a song. And then I do all the production and recording at this little space called The Shed in Montreal.
The Shed.
That's the spot I work out of, and also an old DIY spot that I used to help run called Poisson Noir.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of an intoxicating record. Like, I find that it is, would you call it progressive?
Yeah, there's some prog elements.
There's
sure.
some prog elements for sure, but it's very like, I mean, it's definitely a headphone album for me, and it's something that like, there's always something happening, and I found myself becoming aware of new things every time I listen to it.
That's something that I really like to, like, I try to go for. I'm
sure.
really happy to hear you say that. That's really cool that comes across. Yeah, they're like some of my, like, one of my favorite musicians is Jim O'Rourke.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that he's really good at putting in these little subtle things that just kind of reveal themselves to you after multiple listens.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Is Jim O'Rourke, does he mix a lot of records too?
Yeah, he did like
did he do Yankee Hotel Foxtrot?
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, he is the best.
Oh, he's great.
Yes.
He has a really cool ear. Cool knack for things, yeah.
He's actually probably my favorite. I mean that's probably my favorite album of all time. So like, and the way it's mixed is just stunning.
Yeah. No, he I guess he kind of broke up the band with that one and got them kicked off their label.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah, but it was probably the best thing that ever happened to all of them.
Yeah, and now they're doing so great. Love Wilco.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. When I listen to this record, I hear like I've listened to it probably three times in the last 2 days, and every time I become aware of new things, new elements, and that's a very Jim O'Rourke thing to do.
Love Jim.
Yeah, cool. So you've got two shows. You're playing tonight at Avant Garden.
Yep.
And you're playing tomorrow at Red Gate with your friends Lapse. They are both going to be full band shows. And then where are you going? What's going next?
We're going to Victoria on the 28th.
Cool.
We're playing at Lucky Bar. It's going to be really, really fun.
Lucky's great.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. We get to take the ferry and everything. And then we're sprinting back across the next day to do Kelowna, and then another sprint to Calgary, then Winnipeg, then Hall, and then Quebec City. And then we're back home in Montreal.
Yeah, how long is this tour like altogether?
It's a full 30 days.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
You know, it's a fun thing to do. It's like you and your friends against the world, you know, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
You're like pirates or something.
Yeah, that's how I feel in my day-to-day life too.
Sure.
Pirate against the world.
Yeah. How about like in the fall, anything planned, recordings, shows?
I want to have another album out as soon as possible because I tend to take a while to record things, like some of these songs, like No Fun Not Ever, that was finished in like 2016, 2017.
Right.
And I didn't really do too much in the way of mixing on it, but it just didn't fit with the last album, so I tend to take a long time to make songs, so I want to try making a bunch of songs in a quicker
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do that and then also do some touring in Ontario, a little bit closer to home,
right,
in Montreal there.
Yeah, just keep making music, going on the road.
That's the life.
Again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for coming all this way to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
This is
great.
It's been a real pleasure. I would love to throw to one more tune from your record. Any requests?
You can do Toward. I feel it's a nice closer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is Toward by Chris Hauer. He's playing tonight at Avant Garden and tomorrow at Red Gate with Lapse. Here it is.